This slide has the beginning of the implementation file, stack.c, which has the bodies of the functions, and also the data. Notice the first thing that I do is include stack.h. That's important. This way, I guarantee coordination between how I'm defining the files and how they're declared, so there's no mistakes. The data that I have, well, max is something that I use here locally. That's protected because it's really not data. Remember what the pound sign define does. It just does text substitution when this file is compiled. So there's no way anybody can access max anywhere because it really doesn't exist after preprocessing. The other variables, error, data, and pointer, are private because of the static keyword. So this is data that I'm using, but no one else can access it directly. And you can go through the implementation here of the various functions. They just do what you would expect them to do. For example, push here, it checks to make sure that there is room on the stack to add another integer. And if there is, it'll go ahead and add it. Notice the use of the post increment to move my stack pointer through the array. And it'll set error code to 0. Otherwise, it'll set the error code to 1. So the way you use this class is you inquire if there was an error by calling the stack error function, which you'll see in a minute.